And good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live, this is your local program. This is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, your general manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. You can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com, or of course, on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app, which I gave tons of those network app cards out this past weekend. I'll tell you all about that. I want to thank everybody. Oh, you know what? You could also join us on our Facebook page. I encourage you to join us on our Facebook page. I put a lot of content out there this weekend. Join us at GRN South and Central TX. That's our Facebook page. So be sure to join us there. Thank you to everybody tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and of course, right here in San Antonio. We're grateful that you have decided to spend this hour joining us, of course, and getting caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. And as you know, on this program, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions highlighting different people, ministries, and events going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio, and of course, parts of the Diocese of Austin. So on today's program, I'm so excited. Our very good friend, Mary Jane Fox, is here in the studio. Mary Jane will be joining us in the first segment from Pilgrim Center of Hope. We'll give you an update on what's been going on over there and their upcoming Rejoice in Hope, which is going to happen on September 27th. We're going to fill you in on all the details there and expect that everybody's going to be attending. So it's going to be awesome. We'll tell you where it's at. The who, what, I always say the who, what, where, when. So we'll get you there. And then the second part is a good old friend of mine from back in the baseball days, high school days, Mike Perez and Matthew Balderrama from St. Joseph in Divine, Texas. They're going to be here because they're holding their fifth annual golf tournament out there in Divine. They're part of the Knights. Of course, we support the Knights in our parishes, so that's going to be a great conversation. But before we begin those conversations, let's get today's program the way we should do all things, and that's in prayer. You know, pray for our Pope, our new Pope. Pray for Archbishop Gustavo. Pray for Bishop Gary Yannick. Pray for Bishop Michael Boulette. Of course, all of our priests, deacons, seminarians, nuns, and religious, and of course, our country. So with that said, let's go ahead and get started with, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear God, may everything we do begin with your inspiration, continue with your help, and reach perfection under your guidance. With your loving care, lead all of us in our daily actions. Help us to persevere in love and sincerity. Bless us with an abundance of courage in proclaiming your holy name and the teachings of your church. Grant us the grace to do your will in loving obedience. Heavenly Father, keep us under your constant protection and draw us, our families, and our loved ones ever closer to you. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm sorry about my throat's a little off today because it was a long weekend. I want to thank first and foremost St. Philip Benizi out there in Poteet. I'll tell you, it's the strawberry capital of Texas. If you drive out to Poteet, you'll see that big, huge, where they have the Poteet Strawberry Festival. And of course, St. Philip Benizi is right there tucked in on Avenue H. And Father Paul Melgarejo and Deacon Adam were so kind this weekend and hospitable. And I just want to thank everybody out there because, you know, the Guadalupe Radio Network, I was out there. I did a pulpit talk after every Mass. And let me tell you something. Poteet is on fire. I was telling them that in between Masses, I was driving around Poteet. And you know, there's some other parishes, or not parishes, there's some other churches there. I don't know what denomination they are, but when I'd go back to St. Philip Benizi, there were more cars in that parking lot and more people in the pews than I saw in any other, church in Poteet. So Poteet Catholics are on fire, and I want to thank them and their congregation because it was so beautiful. The music was beautiful. Loved it. So, Father Paul, thank you so much. And also, I got to mix in St. Louis Day in Castroville, Texas. Now, the drive from Poteet to Castroville, about 48 minutes, so it wasn't that bad. But I was out there Saturday at the beer garden for the inaugural lighting of the fire. Father Oscar of course, lit the fire. It was so cool to see that. I took pictures, posted on Facebook. And so I want to thank, you know, Father Oscar for, you know, being out there and talking to the GRN. He loves the GRN. So does Frankie and Joan. Thank you. And Father Roger, I appreciate your hospitality. I went out there Saturday, and then Sunday after I did the pulpit talk in Poteet, I went out there again. So it was a fun filled weekend. Gave out lots of stickers and prayer cards, and of course app cards, so that you can load the app onto your phone. So great weekend. Now this weekend, let me tell you where I'm at. I'm at St. John Birchman's this Saturday and Sunday after coming back from, let's see, tomorrow I leave for D.C., Virginia. I'm going. We're all going to the EWTN radio conference. So we'll be out there Tuesday through Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, I'll be at St. John Birchman's. Deacon Luis Guardiola, my good buddy from St. Mary's University and fraternity brother, he just got ordained as a deacon. And so we're going to support what they're doing out there at St. John Birchman's. And I can't wait to go meet everybody out there. And then Father Abel has invited us to go to St. Bonaventure for a pulpit talk in the same weekend. So I'll probably have I most likely will have Dennis, our parish ambassador, go cover for me there. But that's two pulpit talks this weekend. That's going to be awesome. And of course, want to tell you about Bishop John W. Yonta Memorial Dove Hunt. It's next Monday. It's come around so fast. It's on Labor Day. I want you to go to SanAntonioFamilyAssociation.com to register, because that's where you're going to see all the pertinent information that you need to go out there. And it's going to be a nice day. It's going to be a hot day, but I can't wait. It's next Monday. So yeah, this is a busy week, Mary Jane. You know, from D.C. and Virginia to coming back, pulpit talks, and then
talking about being a pilgrim of hope.
We keep moving our feet at the
GRN.
Right.
Well, hey, that's what it's about. We, you know, the Holy Spirit is the evangelizer, and He's using us to do the footwork.
And, he is, and I always say, God, I'm your vessel. Use me as your vessel. We all are. But if you open yourself up, He will use you as His vessel.
True. We have to say that yes, and that yes will. And I always say to people, when you say yes to the Lord, put your seatbelt on, because He will take you to places where you least expect it, but with great joy and great graces, because He's the one that is behind it all. When we have an open heart and that joy, willing to serve Him, things will begin to happen.
Happening
at Pilgrim Center of Hope.
I know. We need to talk about that. The last thing I was going to share with everybody is that our Share-a-thon, our fall Share-a-thon, is September 8th through 12th. So after we dove hunt, then the following week I have pulpit talks, and then we start Share-a-thon that Monday through Friday. So the theme is celebrating the Jubilee of the GRN. So it's our 25th anniversary. That is the time that you can call that 800-476-3311 number and make your one-time or monthly pledge of support to help the Guadalupe Radio Network keep Catholic radio on the air. So we are all Catholic all the time, and we do this four times a year. That way we pay our bills for the quarter, move on, do it again, pay our bills for the quarter. And we've been doing this for 25 years, Mary Jane.
Well, congratulations. Amen. Congratulations for
the
GRN.
Talk about Pilgrim Center of Hope.
Well, Pilgrim Center of Hope has been around for 32 years.
32, my goodness.
32 years. And I remember back in the day when I was working at St. Matthew, before Tom and I, my husband Deacon Tom Fox and I, actually started Pilgrim Center of Hope in 1993, we did radio spots on secular radio. There was no Catholic radio.
Right.
But we actually advertised the Catholic Church. And many people did come back to the church. There's stories about that. One day maybe we can talk about that.
Yes.
But
yes.
Pilgrim Center of Hope, it continues in 32 years, and each year we have an annual event called Rejoice in Hope. Rejoice in Hope. Because we're a Pilgrim Center of Hope, and we are a mission of hope of evangelization. And that's our mission, just to really help people encounter Jesus Christ. We do that through grassroots level, meeting people where they're
right,
at.
Right.
Through events, parish missions, conferences, pilgrimages. And you just spoke about Father Paul Magarejo, pastor of St. Philip and Easy. I love him. You know, Tom and I love him.
He was at St. Matthew for a long time.
He was. And he was our spiritual director for our recent pilgrimage. And he'll be a spiritual director for our pilgrimage next year to Poland. So Father Paul has done remarkable, beautiful spiritual work in building up the body of Christ in Poteet, for sure. Pilgrim Center of Hope. going back to that Rejoice in Hope, it's a luncheon. It's an annual event, and it's our fundraiser. As a nonprofit organization, you know, as all of us, many of them are here in San Antonio, we need to raise our own funds. But not only that, it's an evangelization event. Why do I say that? There's a speaker that comes on board, and each year we have a speaker that will inspire us, encourage us, and teach us to live the faith. Right. This year is Father Bart Tolson from Helena, Montana. Now, who is he?
Oh, wow.
Well, Father Bart is a friend of Father Stuart Long, the Father Stu from, remember the movie?
Father Stu. I saw that movie, with Mark Wahlberg.
Starring, and well, I tell you, that's the great story. Father Bart actually counseled Mark Wahlberg in the movie because not only was he a dear friend of Father Stu, he actually was ordained with Father Stu.
And so he was in the movie then?
He was not in the movie physically, but he was behind the scenes.
But he was there when Father Stu was there.
Right. Oh, so he knew Father Stu very well.
Wow.
He was ordained with Father Stu, and Father Stu was served in the Diocese of Helena, Montana. Yeah. That's why Father Bart's coming from Montana. So this event is going to have Father Bart come on. He's flying down to Montana. And I mean, to San Antonio from Montana, and he will be joining us for Saturday, September 27th. It's a luncheon. It's a day event from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So we'll have Father Bart speak about not only his friend, Father Stu, and the book he just wrote about Father Stu, like the rest of the story, the real Father Stu.
Right.
And even he incorporates a chapter in the book about, well, the Hollywood part of the movie. You know, how Hollywood sprinkles their part, which some of us were a little bit uncomfortable and things. But, you know, he explains it so well in the book, and he's such a great storyteller. When I read the book, Gordy, I cried, I chuckled, I was inspired, I laughed, I got chills, because it was the kind of book that the story of Father Stu is one of hope. The way Father Bart tells it with many stories, it just really enlightens you, and it brings meaning to suffering, as we all as Catholics know that, of course, there's always meaning to suffering when we united with Christ. Father Bart will brings that into the book, and then he also shares how Father Stu appeared to him in his glory. That's an extraordinary part. So he's going to be speaking. We're going to have, of course, like most, you know, fundraisers, there's silent auction, raffle, door prizes.
Yeah, but I was looking at that. You got a silent auction going on over there.
It's a full program from 10 a.m. to 11 is social, which means that we all have not only silent auction, but a very dear friend. Well, we love Father Dennis Arechiga, who's the pastor of St. Mark the Evangelist.
Yeah, another St. Matthew.
I know. Well, and we miss him at St. Matthew, and they're blessed at St. Mark the Evangelist to have such a great pastor. But Father Dennis is a concert pianist. And he loves piano, the piano. So he'll be playing the piano for us during social hour.
What a blessing.
For all the attendees. We do have a Missionary of Hope Award recipients, Dr. Sunny Archangel and his wife Judy, who have been dear friends of Pilgrim Center of Hope, and they will be receiving the Missionary of Hope Award.
Awesome.
There's a lot of people behind the scenes planning the event. We're excited. September 27th, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. In Northwest San Antonio, the Hilton San Antonio Hill Country Hotel.
It's the Hilton, not
the Hilton, right? Not the Hyatt.
It's the Hilton.
Which is off Highway 151.
It's on Westover Hills. Yeah, I've been there. It's nice.
It is. It's easy to get to. It's nice. They're very accommodating. The three-course lunch is going to be delicious that they'll serve. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this event, not only is it going to inspire people, encourage people, and you'll learn and be informative, but you're going to walk away with the opportunity to support this evangelization apostolate that's been around for 32 years.
Right.
I mean, Gordy, like many nonprofits, you know, but for us, for sure, we are living on God's providence for 32 years. And so thanks to many benefactors and friends who believe, as they do in GRN, the mission of evangelization, Rejoice in Hope Luncheon, September 27th, is going to help us continue cast the net, and what I say, into the world. You know, the Lord says, cast the net on the other side. And the apostles were like, really? And we just were fishing all night. And sometimes don't we feel that way? Like, really, Lord? Can I really keep going? I don't know. Is anybody listening? Or
are
my prayers really being answered?
They were doubting.
Right, but they are. Our prayers are heard. And so we at Pilgrim Center of Hope believe we cast the net into the world. We say into the world, the Galilee world. And this is what we do. So our net is quite big. This event supports our Pilgrim Center of Hope apostolate, evangelization, events, parish missions. We have Shroud ambassadors that are going out of Archdiocese San Antonio, now training others to speak and present on the Shroud of Turin. We have an exhibition on the Shroud on the property. We have a prayer garden. We're on 7 acres. Pilgrim Center of Hope not only has an incredible mission of evangelization, but we're a physical location that's become a pilgrimage destination.
That's right.
In the Archdiocese. Yeah. So Archbishop Gustavo has encouraged us to encourage others to come on pilgrimage. Why is it a pilgrimage destination? Once again, it's located on 7 acres in Northwest San Antonio with the chapel, with the that obviously is a place of prayer, a sacred site, with the Blessed Sacrament, the Shroud Exhibition, the prayer garden, and we have a reliquary. We have a little humble St. Joseph studio where we record our weekly Journeys of Hope on GRN. So it's really quite an incredible mission and quite unique, as many people have said. Many people who have visited from outside San Antonio have said, I've never seen anything like this. This is so unique.
It is very unique. And, you know, people can, they're listening going, hey, where do I get more information? PilgrimCenterOfHope.org.
Right.
PilgrimCenterOfHope.org. They've been here for 32 years. They reach 63 countries. I'm on your website. I'm reading all this.
Okay.
14,000 conference participants.
Right.
And here's the biggest nugget that I just got out of here. Media streams and downloads, 529,000. You're halfway to a million. That's incredible. This apostle has just grown in leaps and bounds. And so, you know, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Mary Jane Fox from Pilgrim Center of Hope about their upcoming Rejoice in Hope luncheon. Do you want to call it?
It's a luncheon. It's so you still have the weekend. You're not going to be, you know, you'll have time to join us and still have the Saturday after 1 o'clock to enjoy your weekend. But you need to come and hear this true story Hope's triumph. Father Bart, meet people behind the scenes that make Pilgrim Center of Hope possible. Our staff and many of our what we call missionaries of hope, as well as supporting a great cause, which is going to help save souls. We're all concerned about the world, and world needs hope, and this is what we're about. So help us get the word out there. While you are doing your vocation, your careers, raising your families, help us to touch others that they can have, they can raise good families and of course, live their faith.
And you know, Mary Jane, you're talking about how unique Pilgrim Center of Hope is. I don't know if any other place like it. I mean, I really don't.
Well, there isn't. We know we've done some research.
I know y'all have. I want to know about that.
And we've attended many conferences, like in Washington, D.C., evangelization conferences as well, and other places. And when we talk about Pilgrim Center of Hope, people, their eyebrows raise, and they think, really? And so they've, through the years, and especially the first part of our years of existence, we have had people from other dioceses contact us to ask how they can start an evangelization center or something to help them discern should they continue to start a center that would help their local community. We have helped or assisted, coached other events in other dioceses. So that's something that we do. And because it's all about responding to the Lord's call to follow him, to spread the good news, but really also the Holy Father, you know, Pope Leo XIV has asked the church to continue to live that authentic pilgrim life as pilgrims of hope. So Pilgrim Center of Hope, the name, we want to remind people, it's a physical location, but it's also an active apostolate. No matter where you live in the world, no matter where you live in the U.S., we're here to assist you in any way possible to accommodate the local community's needs.
Sure. And, you know, I love having founders on the program. I love it. You know, Ken Zammit, founder of Fullness of Truth, came in here. You're here. Of course, Toy Hall, our founders of the Guadalupe Radio Network, 25 years. Ken Zammit, Fullness of Truth, they're 25. You're 32. So 32 years ago, you're sitting in the pews of St. Matthew, you and Deacon Tom, right?
Right. We were. We were working at St. Matthew for 7 years, going door to door. If you can imagine a younger couple, we're still young, but a younger couple going door to door for 7 years.
Wow.
I mean, that's incredible. Now, that was the vision of our pastor.
What father, years were these?
Monsignor John Flynn, the 80s.
Yeah. Monsignor Flynn married Patty and I.
Oh, really?
At St. Matthew.
He's retired now, living in Ireland. Mm-hmm. But he's a saint, in my opinion. But if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be sitting here. He really pulled us out. My husband and I were thinking of becoming missionaries in a foreign country. We were discerning actually joining a missionary religious community. And when we went to him to ask his wisdom and direction, he said, "Whoa, I need you right here.
Yeah.
I don't have to go out to a foreign country to evangelize."
Yeah.
And so that's how it all began. This whole it opened our heart to learn more about evangelization. Tom and I really immersed ourselves in what the church teaches about evangelization. And Pope Paul VI's apostolic exhortation, evangelization in the modern world, became what we call our rule of life.
Yeah.
And so it was on that foundation that we built what we have, Pilgrim Center of Hope, today.
Was Deacon Tom a deacon already when y'all started
this? No, he was not. He was inspired. He was invited to consider the diaconate because of his our experience. And I believe he has a lot of wisdom. Tom has written a book. He's written Meditations, the Stations of the Cross, Meditations based on the Shroud. He's written many articles. He and I make a good team.
He really has a
lot of wisdom, and I'm a lot of the doer part of it. And our staff is fantastic. We have a great staff at Pilgrim.
I love your staff.
I do too.
Jason and
Angela,
everybody over there, they're so professional.
Oh, and they're so on fire. You know, they just love what they do. We have a great team. So. I hope you can join us. Rejoice in Hope. Meet the staff at Pilgrim Center of Hope. Learn what's going on in San Antonio. For 32 years, Pilgrim Center of Hope has really made a difference in San Antonio. We believe that. We have had the blessing of Archbishop Patrick Flores, Jose Gomez, Archbishop Gustavo. They've all been to Pilgrim Center of Hope offering masses, encouraging us. And so indeed, we are a needed evangelization mission, vitally needed in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and now beyond. So Rejoice in Hope, luncheon Saturday, September 27th, pilgrimcenterofhope.org. I would love to see you there. I'd like to meet you. And, you know, every bit helps. People say, "Well, I want to support this. I want to support this." You can. But the luncheon itself, if you attend, every little bit helps for all of us.
That's right.
And this is what we would like to do. We'd like to invite you to come. I'd like to meet you and join us for this beautiful event.
You got to be there. And I'll tell you why. It's, you don't get many opportunities to talk to somebody who was close to Father Stu, right?
Exactly.
And Father Bart Tolleson, is it Tolleson?
Tolleson
is going to be there. I guess you could say he wasn't in the movie, but his name was, right?
Right. Well, he was... somebody actually played the part of one of Father Stu's friends during the movie, but it wasn't completely exactly the same friendship with Father Bart and Father Stu, but Father Bart wrote a book.
And this
is what I really want to, again, bring up again, is the book he wrote on Father Stu will be at this event, and you could have it, you can buy it and have it autographed. But the book really tells a lot of the story. Father Stu is, you know, he's buried in Helena, Montana. I was at the premiere when Mark Wahlberg was in Helena, Montana and opened the movie.
Really?
I was at the opening ceremony, there was a red carpet. I actually got to go on the red carpet and almost met Mark Wahlberg. I wanted to do that.
Oh, my goodness. That was my next question.
He was bombarded with people. Yeah, and, you know, even in Helena, Montana, it was such a beautiful town. So hospitable. The people there are very Catholic. And many of them knew Father Stu. So yeah. Father Stu's father was at that premiere. He's now recently deceased, passed away, Mr. Long. But Father Stu is now buried. He's buried in
Mel Gibson
Montana.
Played his dad.
Yeah, right, he did.
And he was rough.
I know, he was.
On Father Stu. I felt so sorry for him. In the movie, but yeah.
Well, you know, that's part of the story of hope. Yeah. You know, there's hope for all of us. You know, yeah. We think, oh, can my family member that's far, ever come back to God? Yes.
Yeah.
All things are possible. And when you hear the story, you read the book, meet Father Bart, get to know what really happened behind the scenes, it can make a big difference for us, because then we can internalize it, and it gives us hope, but it encourages us to continue to pray, and also encourages us to maybe share the story.
Sure.
You know, how we evangelize is to share stories and share our joy and our interest in some things that we see, movies that we see, like this specific movie, Father Stu. It has impacted many people. And I was saying earlier,
it really has.
Yeah, Father Stu's, he's buried in Helena, Montana, mm-hmm. at the Catholic cemetery. So I have a friend that lives there. And so when she invited me to the cemetery, Catholic friends, we go to the cemeteries, right?
right.
But we wanted to go pray. I said, I want to see Father Stu's grave. So we did, and you could tell it was the grass was worn, hardly any grass. People had been leaving rosaries, prayer petitions. Father Bart actually has an outdoor mass on the All Souls Day there next to Father Stu's grave, and many people attend because they knew him, and many ask his intercession. So like I said, Father Stu appeared to Father Bart in his glory, and Father Bart was so convinced that he needed to write this book. To tell the world the rest of the story, the real story of Father Stuart Long.
And that's going to be pretty cool, because he's going to have his book, and I'm looking at it right here. That Was Father Stu is the title.
That Was Father Stu.
That Was Father Stu.
With a real picture of Father Stu on the cover.
Right there on the cover, and it's a it says a memoir of my priestly brother and friend. So you're going to get a chance to meet Father Bart. Yeah. And talk to him about, you know, his experience with Father Stu, which I think is going to be incredible. And the fact that, Mary Jane, you got Father Bart to come down here and partake in your Rejoice and Hope event, luncheon is awesome.
Well, that's true. Well, I met him in Montana through a mutual friend of his. Yeah. It's my friend as well. And that's how we got connected. And that's how I was invited to the premiere of the movie. When Mark Wahlberg was there. But, you know, the thing is, it's beautiful. It brings about the universality of the church and the fact that Father Bart was a guest on our Journeys of Hope program on Guadalupe Radio, which is on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m.
Yeah, let's Journeys give that a plug. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m., listen in to GRN.
A friend of mine was telling me we had a pilgrimage reunion yesterday because we also organize authentic pilgrimages, Journeys of Faith. And one of our pilgrimage reunions yesterday, a person was sharing with me, Wednesday night I was driving home from my church meeting, and I heard Journeys of Hope, and I stayed in the parking lot, or the driveway of my home, and my wife came out wondering
what's
wrong.
They were captivated.
So, all right, why aren't you coming to the house? And she realized, listening to Journeys of Hope. So it's Wednesday nights at 8 p.m., 8 to 9, Journeys of Hope. But Father Bart was a guest on Journeys of Hope, and because when I read the book, I said, I've got to call Father Bart, and he needs to really share really get the story out there more so.
Well, Mary Jane, I want to just kind of, you know, we got like 5 minutes, maybe 4 minutes left, but I want to bring everybody up to speed. It's the bottom of the hour. Mary Jane Fox is here from Pilgrim Center of Hope, and you're listening to In His Vineyard. We are talking about the luncheon that's coming up on September 27th, so we still have time. Matter of fact, we can run a PSA.
Right, September 27th, again, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can buy an individual ticket. You can buy a table for 10 guests.
Yes, that's what we need to talk about, tickets.
And if you cannot attend, go to the website, pilgrimcenterofhope.org, and sponsor. There's different levels of sponsorships.
Yep.
And some levels, of course, get a complimentary book and more. You'll see that on the website. Mm-hmm. But definitely consider that. If you aren't able to attend, support the event. I'd like to let Father Bart know that here in San Antonio, we are evangelized. The church is alive and on fire with the gospel. And so he'll go back and to Helena, Montana, and to that whole area. Of course, Montana has a beautiful Catholic population. It really brings the Universal Church alive. Come meet him Saturday, September 27th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Hilton Hill Country, Northwest San Antonio, pilgrimcenterofhope.org. I'd love to see you there. Let's make this happen. Let's together bring hope into the world.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about this day, September 27th, is it's going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning. Here's the thing, you want to get there before that because Father Dennis from St. Mark's is going to be playing piano.
Well, he's playing piano from 10 to 11.
10 to 11.
Well, that's our social hours. So yes. Social hours from 10
that's
to 11.
That's when you can get book signings, you can meet Father, you can buy your raffle tickets.
Right,
sign that's
an auction
that time.
And listen to Father Dennis and his beautiful piano there in the foyer.
Yes.
We are going to have, of course, a signature drink of Pash Bar. People enjoy. We celebrate life, right? Catholics, we need to celebrate life. We celebrate life through joy, through meeting one another. Some of people have said, gosh, this is my time to see what's going, to hear what's happening, to support the mission, but to also get connected with others, with friends.
Right.
I haven't seen in such a long time.
That's
so it becomes
key.
A little reunion. And you know, that really brings light to the heart and joy to the heart. When you meet others you haven't seen, you have something in common, and you think, you know, this is it. This is what it's about.
Yeah.
And then you walk away knowing, I've made a difference.
Right.
I've made a difference. And remember,
I've touched somebody's life.
That's right. And you can do it even if you can't be present in person. But please continue to be a part of it. Consider being a part of it through a sponsorship or simply just giving what you can. And we will receive it with great, great gratitude and appreciation.
Yes. And so, you know, we're talking about, you know, the fact that as Catholics, you know, our job is to go out and cast the nets out, right?
That's right.
We're supposed to be fishers of men, and men being men and women, but we're all fishermen. And so, you know, to cast your net far and wide, it's so important that we do the little things, right?
Right.
And it's through adoration. It's through maybe going to daily mass, but of course, Sunday mass or the vigil mass on Saturday. It's the little things that matter, and going to see Jesus and establishing a relationship with his Father, God Almighty. And, you know, it's events like this where you can meet like people.
Right. And it's events like this that you're supporting the Shroud Exhibition in San Antonio, which is permanently located at Pilgrim Center of Hope, and it's one of the two in the whole United States.
That is amazing.
So
you got to go see that.
Yeah, it's authentic replica of the Shroud. We have a bronze sculpture from Rome of the Man of the Shroud. And people, Protestants, unbelievers, fallen-away Catholics, devout Catholics, have walked through this exhibition and walked away with pondering the question of the name of the exhibition, who is the Man of the Shroud?
Who is the man?
Because they go through a whole journey of discovery. Not only that, the resources that we provide, complimentary New Testaments, resources, rosaries, things that will help people as families to pray. We keep it simple.
Yeah.
What can I do to help bring prayer into my family life? Well, these are little steps, you know, small steps,
yes.
I say, because some of us, we need those little steps to get going.
Yeah.
And so we provide those resources. We also have the prayer garden where many groups will come and sit in the replica of the Galilee boat and have presentations, reflection, retreats. So our place is a good place for retreats as well.
Group tours, yeah.
Group tours. I said, it's a pilgrimage destination. So you're helping people to walk through a place where not only will they experience the Shroud Exhibition, the prayer garden, with biblical plants, by the way, but also see sacred art from all over the world.
Mary Jane,
Center of Hope.
I can't wait to hear how this event goes, but again, PilgrimCenterOfHope.org wants you to go in there, check out all the information regarding Rejoice in Hope, the luncheon coming up on September 27th. Mary Jane, thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you. And we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Hello, Guadalupe Radio Network listeners. The 2025 Fall Share-a-thon is right around the corner, and our theme is celebrating the Jubilee of the GRN. Starting Monday, September 8th through Friday, September 12th, we'll be on the air asking for your financial support. We humbly ask that you call in at that time to make your one-time donation or monthly pledge. We are grateful for your generosity and pray the Lord abundantly blesses you.
Bonjour, ça va?
Oui, oui, croissant.
Sisso, I still think my French accent's better.
No way.
Hello there. Do you think I can give it a try?
Oh, sure.
Help celebrate 30 years of La Promesa Foundation with a special pilgrimage. From April 22nd to the 30th, you can join Father Sam Medley, Debbie Giorgiani, Sean Rice, and Dave Palmer on a Seine River cruise. Stops include Rouen, Normandy beaches, Lisieux, and of course, Paris. Visit grnonline.com to learn more.
I mean, it's all right.
Still think mine's better.
I had never heard of Guadalupe Network Radio. And I cannot tell you how excited we are to learn about this fabulous radio station. I downloaded the app and I've been listening since yesterday and today. And I'm just very excited. I'm just so thrilled that we have this wonderful tool in our toolbox to learn more about our Catholic faith. I just can't thank you all enough.
Fullness of Truth presents their third annual Fall Catholic Family Conference, the Catholic Cultural Revival 2.0, restoring the good, true, and beautiful to a searching world. This will take place October 3rd through 5th at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Round Rock. Speakers include Dr. Edward Shree, Dr. Mary Healy, Dr. Dan Snyder, and many others. For tickets, schedules, and more information, visit fullnessoftruth.org. That's fullnessoftruth.org.
The San Antonio Family Association's Bishop John W. Yonta Dove Hunt to benefit the Guadalupe Radio Network is just around the corner. This year's 14th annual hunt will take place on Monday, September 1st at Iltis Ranch in the Dove capital of Texas. Come enjoy a great hunt, a fajita dinner, and a raffle. Go to sanantoniofamilyassociation.com/dovehunt to register, become a sponsor, and to purchase digital raffle tickets. I guess it helps if you turn on your mic, Gordy. This is Gordy Zambrano, general manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network and host of In His Vineyard. I just had a great, 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 great conversation with Mary Jane Fox. Of course, she's always doing so. Her and Deacon Tom are always doing so much over at Pilgrim Center of Hope. And, you know, for her to take time out, come to the studio and talk about, you know, her September 27th event that's coming up. And you do want to go into pilgrimcenterofhope.org. It is going to be an incredible luncheon, and it is on September 27th over at the Hilton San Antonio Hill Country Hotel on 9800 Westover Hills. They're going to start at 10 a.m. Father Dennis is going to be on piano for, I think she said, for an hour or two, playing the piano, and that's going to be awesome to hear Father Dennis from St. Mark's playing the piano in the background from 10 to 11. And then they've got, you know, plenty of, that's the time, you know, where you buy your raffle tickets. The silent auction opens up. You're going to want to hear the keynote by Father Bart. He's going to be there. And he was a friend of Father Stu. So that's going to be an incredible keynote. And he's going to have his book there, which is called That Was Father Stu. And so if anybody could tell his story, it's him, because he was very close and personal with Father Stu. So, Mary Jane, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate your time also. Go to pilgrimcenterofhope.org and book your tour of the Pilgrim Center of Hope, because they've got so much over there to see, so much to do. And I'll tell you what, you will learn a lot once you go over there and check them out. So they've been doing this 32 years, and there's not many like them. They're one. I like to say they're one of a kind. So, but again, you're listening to the Guadalupe Radio Networks in His Vineyard. Let's start the second segment here with my good friend Mike Bettis. Of course, I grew up with Mike many, many years, and he's brought along Matthew Balderrama, and they're from St. Joseph in Divine, Texas. Guys, how you doing?
Good, good. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Absolute honor to be here. Thank you.
Matthew and Mike, I like it. I like it. Now, tell me about, this is your fifth annual golf tournament, right?
Yes, sir.
Let me make sure the camera's hitting you guys there. I forgot to do that. Fifth annual golf tournament. It's going to be held out at the Divine Golf Club. Now, tell me, how did this begin 5 years ago? What? And tell me about past tournaments. How's the turnout been?
I'll let that to Matt. He's the one that actually initiated this.
Matthew Balderrama.
Yes, sir. So the way we started it is actually we talked about doing it just for the Knights to come out and have fun and more of a recreational event for
the Knights of Columbus.
Just for the members. Yeah. And it went from that to, hey, here's an opportunity for us to raise money, you know, to support our church and obviously to support the cause, what the Knights stand for. So
yeah.
It went from us being just having fun to, hey, let's open it up to the public and let them have fun with us. And the management team that's there at the Divine, they've done a great job of supporting us every year. It's great to hear feedback from them, too, because they say they have people from Divine that look forward to our tournament because it's more of a relaxed tournament. You know, it's about just having fun. We're very blessed that we get our priest to go out, and he does it's the same prayer, but it's so cool because he puts in things about the saints carrying your balls, like the angels, and you know, it's pretty cool the way he prays.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's pretty neat. But he goes and he blesses us before we go. It's a Catholic event, you know, and everyone
Who's your priest? Who's your pastor out there?
So
in
we're
Divine?
Blessed to have Father Antonio Hernandez.
Hernandez.
He used to be in Sabinal, I think, for like 15 years, and we've had him a little over 6 years now, and he's we're very lucky to have him. He supports the Knights. He is a Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
So it's very neat to find out that you have priests that are Knights. So he goes, but that's how it started, and we've been blessed. Every year we continue to raise a little bit more money. We're able to hand out more scholarships, and 2 years ago we were lucky. We kind of just went out, and we were praying, and our church in Divine, we had to knock down our old church that we had for about 100 years.
Right.
And so with Father Antonio, they came together to make a replica of it, a smaller day chapel. And and the Knights, because of the tournament, we were blessed to raise $10,000 to help support, you know, an effort to that chapel to show Father, hey, you know, together as Knights of Columbus, we stand to support our church, you know. So it's a pretty big thing to be able to hand over a $10,000 check to our parish, you know, and it's a small town in Divine.
Hey, you know what? Our small towns, I just got a taste of Poteet and Castroville. Yeah. This weekend I was in both of those. And I'll tell you what, our Catholic faith in these small towns is strong.
Oh, yeah.
It is strong. If people in San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, you know, come out to a small town and go experience a Catholic church in a small town, and it'll open your eyes.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
It's a true blessing. And, you know, this tournament's a blessing for St. Joseph and Divine,
yes,
right?
It is.
Through the Knights of Columbus. And so I know the golf club in Divine, I've played out there before. They close the whole course down, don't they?
Oh, yeah, just for you. Yeah, it's great. You know, we're very lucky that the management group also are what's the management group there. A couple of the guys actually attend our church and our Knights of Columbus.
Oh, that's a bonus.
So, man, it's even, you know, and they do a great job. You know, I was out there 2 weekends ago playing the course, and, man, the greens are looking really good. So
it's a nice course.
Yeah.
So, and how many foursomes will you guys have out there?
So, obviously, our goal, right, is to max out the course. That's our goal. But we normally average
36,
about
40?
Yes, sir. 36 is our goal to have out there.
Two per hole?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And we run it like a Florida scramble.
Yeah, okay.
Four-man scramble.
Just to have
everybody
fun.
Gives their handicaps and
handicaps are verified. If there's not, we try to make it fair. We'll try to just say, okay, we'll give you a minimum of so many strokes to, again.
You got long drive contest, closest to the pin.
Mike was able to find someone that's going to sponsor a hole-in-one. I think it's like a...
Right, it's $1,000 hole-in-one.
Yeah.
Cool.
We also have four on the green. Everybody gets on the green. You eagle the hole.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a golf ball launcher. So we're gonna
I love that.
Yeah, so that'll be pretty cool to check out. We had a member that played in we support other consoles as well.
Yes.
And he went out to Pleasanton and supported the Pleasanton Knights of Columbus golf tournament.
Yeah.
And he came back and he was like, man, they get this cannon, they shoot the golf ball.
Uh-huh.
And that's your drive.
That's your drive.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you have the option of picking to use that cannon or not.
Right.
Correct.
I'm like, every time I go to play in a tournament and I come up on a hole where they're like, the cannon launchers, I'm like, I'm not even hitting my ball.
Yeah.
Because most of the times it's a par four, right? So it's like 300 and some yards. That cannon launcher can reach the green.
Absolutely. Yeah.
A lot farther than I'm going to be able to hit.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Yep. So you're going to have that out there. That's going to be exciting. Now, food. What about, I know they do a great job out there, and the Knights are always cooking.
Yeah, we're going to have, actually, Ernesto Aguilar is going to help us out. He's going to run our food for us, and it's going to be chicken fajitas, and I think we're going to get some kielbasa sausages. Try to make it simple and easy while you're playing the tournament, you know, get a taco and keep on playing.
It'll be a taco and a sausage in a bag wrap, you know, type thing, and pick it up and go. Yeah. We've tried other things in the past, and everybody's just, we got to get something that we just pick up and go as we go. We can eat
one-handed.
On the way.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
They want to enjoy it.
And so we were like, okay, so this is the route we're going to go now.
Yeah.
Ernesto and his brother Knight and the crew that usually helps him are a bunch of us. And they do an amazing job of cooking.
Nice.
Most of the time, any kind of function that goes on at the church.
Is it going to be like like Bucky's tortilla with the sausage inside?
Yeah.
You put your mustard in there, and that's the way to go.
Yeah. The secret to all that, I've come to realize, is you got to get the good tortillas.
That's the key.
We go to certain places to pick up our tortillas.
Because it can't fall apart on you when you're out there playing golf.
Yeah. You want to enjoy it.
And we've had some functions where even little kids have come up, Mom, I don't like this one. You know, and they come and tell us, they're like, did y'all use a different type of tortillas? Like, yeah. Oh. And they're like, the kids even picked up on it. So that's the secret to the sauce there. Yeah.
Well, and it's cool like how you're talking about the small town. So Ernesto actually found a bakery in a small town close by that support Catholic functions. And they,
who is that?
Chile Bandera in Jordanton.
Yeah. In Jordanton. Chile Bandera.
Chile Bandera. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. In Jordanton.
We just had a teen retreat. I think I had talked to you about that.
Yes.
We just had a teen retreat, and so we're going to do the return luncheon type thing, and I reached out to them because he had told me about it.
Chile Bandera.
Yeah. And I ordered 300 tortillas.
Oh, wow.
It was like $118 at the end of the day, right? Yeah. And they gave them to us. So just a little shout out to them to let them know we thank them very much. And
they're
awesome that they blessed us like that. And we just took our letter that we're a nonprofit and gave it to them.
And they're Chile Bandera in Jordanton, Texas.
In Jordanton, Texas.
Everybody go over there and thank them and eat some food.
Support them. Wonderful. You know, because they're out supporting little things like this in the churches and other communities. And it helps out. You know, that little help for us
absolutely
is able to be there for someone else just because they had the kindness. So buy a taco from them.
Yes, go buy a whole dinner, right?
Yeah.
You know, they did something for you guys that, you know, to you may have been like, it's huge, right?
That's
to them, it was like, well, we just want to help out. But then the Lord just, boom, blesses them abundantly.
Amen. Absolutely. I truly believe in that.
Yeah. Now, tell me this. Guys are out there listening right now. Maybe they're sitting at work or they're like, man, I'm going to go to Divine and play at the Divine. I called it the Divine Country Club. Yeah. I got to quit calling it the Divine Golf Club. Anyway, they're sitting there going, how do I register? How do I get my information to you? Because we got to sell 36.
That's our goal.
Foursomes. Okay. And if you're out there listening, you want to play some golf, it's on September
13th.
It's coming up September 13th. Divine Golf Club. How do they register?
You can call the Divine Golf Club, and that phone number is 830-663-6559. Let them know that you'd like to play in the Knights of Columbus golf tournament. It's coming up on September 13th. They'll get you registered. And then once you arrive that Saturday morning, your registration, you can pay then. It's $100 per person, $400 for a foursome.
That is not bad at all.
Yes. And wow. The past years, we've had a really good time. The weather's been great. And as you know, it's been a little hot lately. So yep. Just come with a cap and maybe an umbrella or something because it's going to be warm.
Plenty of water. You'll have plenty of water and beverages out there, I'm
yes,
sure.
Sir. Yes, so sir.
What about sponsorships? Y'all looking for sponsors?
Well, I was going to say, kind of go off of what Mike was saying, the format of the game. Not only that, to come out and play, but, I mean, we're actually giving out prizes.
Ooh, tell me about that.
So we're actually having prizes. So if you win first place, it's a $1,200 prize. Second place is an $800 prize, and third place is a $400 prize.
Not bad.
And again, we're very blessed in our town to get sponsors for that, and right now we have a Brown Chevrolet in Devine has already stepped up, and they're going to be our number one sponsor.
Are
so they'll
they
cover,
really?
So it's guaranteed that
cool.
The prize money is guaranteed from Brown Chevrolet.
That's a big sponsor
yeah.
right there.
Yeah.
Brown Chevrolet and Devine. I see the commercials.
Yeah. And we've been lucky that we've had them consistently for the 5 years that Brown Chevrolet supports them. So
what a blessing.
If you go outside, you may see a Brown Chevrolet sticker on the back of a truck. Cause
there that's you where go. We go. I love it. That is a big sponsor there. That's awesome. So big prize money. And then if you want to sponsor, you're looking at, you got platinum, gold, silver, and bronze. So you've got sponsorships available too.
Yeah, sir.
Well, I'm sure Brown came in at the platinum, right?
So, oh, yes, sir.
So then there's still others below that somebody could come in as a gold sponsor at $1,200, silver at $800, and bronze at $600, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. And all the proceeds go to help support your KFC Knights of Columbus at St. Joseph Devine and also others around you, right?
So what's really cool, Mike actually did some homework because, you know, we tend to help out so many people and we
yeah.
forget because, you know, that's kind of in our nature. That's what we're meant to do. So
right.
I think Mike's got a list and he can kind of tell you it's not only locally, but we help stuff throughout the state and the nation as the consul.
Oh, wow.
I think the biggest one, I'm going to kind of beat Mike to the punch, but I mean, we're very blessed that we support seminarians.
Yes. Oh, that's huge.
So we support two seminarians every year because of the funds that we're able to raise here. You know, I mean, they're college students. They're going through it. I mean, they're discerning, and they need a lot of support. So we're lucky that, man, we've been able to.
Hey, before Mike hits that list, I want to tell you, seminarians, bring them out to the dove hunt we're having September 1st.
Okay.
Oh, give us the details on
yeah.
that. Awesome.
After we get off the air here, I'm going to send it to you because seminarians, we love having seminarians
oh, yeah.
out there. So, and so it's going to be out there toward Hondo.
So we try to get some and we take them out to the golf course. We were 1 year, believe it or not, there's some gentlemen from West Texas, 18 and 19 year olds. Now they're 20 and 21.
Yeah.
But when they first started, they were 18 and 19
wow.
and they come out and they go, yeah, so we try to get them out there with us. But
cool.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Mike, hit
yes,
that
sir.
List.
Yes, so some of the folks, well, the organizations that we help out, and our number one is that we're really proud of is that we give away three $1,000 scholarships to our local students.
Nice.
And Devine, and I don't know if you know how Devine is, but where we're at, our neighbors are Natalia and Lytle.
Right.
And so if you're a knight, your kids, grandkids, in good standing, of course, you'll are able to apply for the scholarships.
Oh, cool.
And then we have a guideline that they got to follow in order to be able to get the scholarship.
Right.
We also support especially our Devine Food Pantry. I think that's self-explanatory.
Right.
We were blessed to be able to go to Kerrville through the blessing of donations from our local community and from some folks in San Antonio. And we're able to go and cook and serve hot lunches to the folks that were helping rescue, or should I say, do a search and recovery.
Okay. Did you say St. Andrews and Lytle is one of them, or no? Who's the surrounding?
So St. John Bosco
right.
is in Natalia.
Natalia.
And then St. Andrews
in Lytle.
In Lytle, okay. I brought him up because I just went through Lytle when I was going from Poteet.
Yep.
To Castroville,
mm-hmm.
and they were having some kind of festival or music event.
A pachanga, yep. yeah.
It was packed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to contact them and get in touch with the pastor because yeah. I want to be here. Yes. I want to meet these people.
Yeah. They always have good festivals.
That's
yeah.
Father Anthony.
Yeah.
Father Anthony.
Father Anthony, okay.
Yeah.
Father Anthony, I'm going to be calling you. So.
Yeah. He's the pastor for Natalia and Lytle.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So, Father Anthony.
Yeah, and so Father Antonio for us is pastor for St. Joseph Catholic Church.
Oh, okay.
In Divine, and also...
We have two missions. So we have the mission in Bigfoot, and then a mission in Moore, Texas. And Moore actually had their little event this week, and they were selling barbecue plates, man. So it's funny you're talking about that and just going to support small towns. I mean, Moore, it's a small town.
It's very small, yeah.
And so me and my family went there to go, you know, get plates and buy some raffle tickets, and they have a little town, little hall, and that hall was just packed. It's just packed
up. Telling you.
Whether it's parishioners or just people in that little town just supporting. And then, of course, you see parishioners and knights out there barbecuing. Again, just everyone being together. It's just, that's the main thing about our golf tournament is seeing what we can do coming together. And like Mike was saying, I mean, there's a big list. And statewide, the Knights of Columbus support, you know, when the hurricanes hit, I mean, Knights of Columbus are one of the first members that show up with the trailer of non-perishables. Things that we don't see every day that we may not realize that happens at your little church. You know, you may see your knight doing something. Well, the little bit of money they raise goes to state stuff.
That's right.
It goes to national stuff. And it's more than just what we do in our local church. We tend to forget how big our Catholic faith is.
Yeah.
And it's great to know that to be a part of this organization that, you know, that we get a help to be there for other people. It's Mike talks about it a lot. You know, my $1 may not be a lot. But Mike's dollar, my dollar, and your dollar, we come together.
It adds up.
And we can donate a $10,000 check to help build a church, build a day chapel.
You know,
and it adds up pretty quick. So anyone
Every bit helps.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to come out and just have fun, you know, that's the main goal of this tournament is just to have fun. And
it's going
to
be a good time, I guarantee
decompress from the world and just to be there with men that are, you know, have the same faith as you. It's always good to be around that, you know, and that's the biggest thing with the Knights of Columbus is to be out there, start an event with prayer with the priest and deacons, you know, and then to go out and have fun.
It's going
to
be good. Matthew and Mike, thank you for coming by. And that's, you know, St. Joseph and Divine, but they're having their golf tournament on September 13th. Dial this number to register, 830-663-6559. We'll post it on Facebook, too. Thanks, guys, for coming by.
Appreciate it.
Fantastic.
Having.
Thank you,
God bless you, everybody. Have a blessed week.
See you soon.
Faith, hope, charity. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
I've never heard y'all before. There is this lady with her big white SUV, and on the back of the windshield is this big cross with y'all's radio station underneath. Put it on y'all's radio station anyhow, and then it starts talking about the saints and how the saints give you signs and they lead you into the right direction. I just appreciate you and God for putting that sign in my life and letting me know that it is Him and it's okay.
The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Are you walking a path that leads to Christ? We find Him in Scripture, church tradition, music, art, architecture, writing, nature, and in each other. My parents planted seeds, and over time they grew. The deeper we grow in faith, the more we see God in everyday life. At least that's been my experience. So what's your path to Christ? It starts with Scripture. Are you reading the Bible every day? If you don't know where to start, open up the Gospels and read them every day for a year. Spend time in prayer, speaking with the Lord, sit in adoration, waiting to hear His voice. Treat others as you'd like to be treated. In other words, be kind. Forgive the transgressions of others as you seek forgiveness. And be grateful for your blessings. Count them in the morning, and before you sleep, examine your conscience and plan to do better tomorrow. So spend some time looking for that path to Christ and become the best version of yourself. This has been an Epiphany Insight, and I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo, a communications evangelist.
Hey, Keith Downey here, host of Morning Joy, where truth matters. Let me throw some encouragement your way. The weather may be bad and your work may be hard, but there's joy in the morning. Get your day started with us, and with a little truth and joy, you can handle anything. There are some spectacular guests on the show this week. You're going to love it. Listen to Morning Joy starting at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, and subscribe to Morning Joy wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, Julie Carrick here. I am delighted to be the host of We Sing Our Faith. This weekly program shares beautiful Catholic music and deep insights of many Catholic teachings. Join me on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock Central Time for We Sing Our Faith here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock Central Time, We Sing Our Faith.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul. Catholic radio for your soul. And also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.